Welcome to the Powered by Transova podcast, where Transova team members and industry experts will cover how our reproductive toolbox of embryo transfer, in vitro fertilization, sorted semen, and cloning technologies can multiply the success within your livestock breeding program. Throughout our series, we will also cover a wide array of topics such as frequently asked questions, management and care advice, as well as client and location highlights.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Powered by Transova podcast. Emily and Sarah here again with you this morning or afternoon, depending on what time you're listening to this. Pretty excited about our guest today. We've got Renee Schipeltz, our Iowa Client Service Manager. And Sarah, I think that she brings a different outlook to our podcast that we haven't had yet. She talks a lot about her personal stuff, her background. That's very different from our normal and a lot about managing people and working in an office environment and also her mission statement, which what I thought was pretty cool.
I love Renee for a multitude of reasons. And this podcast in general, or this episode, is inspiring, and that sounds cheesy, but Renee, like, she hits on some of those points that kind of bring your focus back to what matters in life and, you know, what you should be focused on. And so I really liked hearing from her and how she does that, because she manages a lot of different people in a lot of different roles, and how she controls her mindset about all of that is pretty cool.
Yeah, definitely. I think not just her mindset in life, personal work. I think it's a good thought, a good topic to get your mind going and kind of reevaluate some things in your own life. So excited to share with you Renee's interview.
She's a cool person. She's really, really talented at what she does. And we're very thankful that she is on our team, and we're excited to share with her with you today.
All right. Well, thanks, Renee, for joining us this morning. We're happy to have you on. And it's nice to see your face.
Yeah, this is fun. Thank you.
Yeah. So why don't you start out and tell our listeners who you are, a little bit about yourself and your role at Transova.
I sure will. Thank you, Sarah and Emily. My name is Renee Schipeltz. I've been with Transova now for, it'll be 4 years in December. My way back history is a dairy farmer. Grew up on a dairy farm. Moved to Northwest Iowa to build the dairy farm, and then moved into social services for about 13 years following a divorce. I have 4 grown children who are fabulous, and I won't go into a lot of detail on them, except they're doing great. And but I wanted to get back to agriculture, so about 5 years ago, I started looking and doing a teeny bit of research in agricultural opportunities in Northwest Iowa. At the time, I was in Central Iowa, and took the opportunity to check out Transova Genetics and had the privilege of being hired. I was hired as a client service representative, and so I started working with our Nebraska satellite centers. Partway through my first year with Transova, I had the opportunity to apply for the manager position with client service here in our Plains region, and was again blessed to get that opportunity. So I currently supervise 10 client service representatives. 2 of them have a focus on our receptionist desks in our Sioux Center location, as well as our Chillicothe, Missouri location. And one of the things that brought me to Transova was not only do we put our mission and values and what our goals are as a company on paper, but we also work real hard to, we haven't mastered it, but to live it. And I appreciated that, and I've appreciated that each year that I've been here. So it's fun to work for a company that writes down what they believe in, focuses on what they believe in, and also lives what they believe in.
Well, we're certainly glad you joined us, Renee. You've been incredible. I can speak for myself and many team members that we appreciate what you do. Out of curiosity, before you applied to Transova, had you heard of Transova before you applied, or was that kind of just something you stumbled upon when you were in that search in Northwest Iowa?
I had heard because the dairy that we built was here in Northwest Iowa, so but heard and had inquired very much, but I had a couple of not close acquaintances, but acquaintances who work at our LifeCap facility. And so that's really the only exposure I had had.
Okay, that's interesting. What was your perception when you started with the company? What was your first thoughts when you started in your new role?
There's a lot going on. And we have lots of very passionate people. Lots of people who grew up in agriculture. Most of the folks that I work with, though I've got probably about a quarter now who work with our dairy sector. Most worked in the beef sector, and of course my exposure was in the dairy sector, but I've been away from it for almost 14 years, and I also realized I had lost a lot of ground. Lots of things had changed in the industry since I'd been in it. So, but on the flip side of that, working with people, no matter what industry, is very, very similar. Motivating and empowering people to do what they're being asked to do, or build a professional careers or seek out opportunities, is the same no matter if you're working in social services or in the ag industry. At least that's what I found.
So Renee, you kind of touched on this in your first answer, but can you maybe talk about the sites or the people that you work with, and maybe, you know, that reach across our area, you know, what satellites or regions that you particularly work with?
Absolutely. Yeah. Like I mentioned, when I first started, I had a responsibility of our satellite centers in Nebraska. And since moving into really focusing on a supervisory role, the 10 individuals that I work with have diverse exposure across the company and diverse responsibilities. We cover the Plains region, which really got a team member who focuses really here on the main farm and working with the clients that do work here. Another client service rep that works with our North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska clients. And another that works with all our PWPs, and that would be our partnering with practitioners, And one team member here in Sioux Center that does that, as well as a team member at our Chillicothe, Missouri location. We've got another team member who focuses on our recipient program and all of the things that are connected with planning for the utilization of recips here in the Plains region, and that would include our Missouri location. We do have recip programs and animals available for our clients, both here in Sioux Center and Missouri. Another client service rep that works with our advanced calf program, and that would be working with anything and all our clients who work with our younger donor programs and our calf site who take care of those animals. And then at the Chillicothe, Missouri, two other team members. One works very heavily with our small ruminant program. So our goats and sheep, and that program is not just in Missouri, but it's offered here as well at Sioux Center. And then another team member in Missouri who does a lot of work with their in-clinic donors there, the recips that they have there, and working with their herdsmen, as well as kind of venturing out into our, what I would refer to as a sales element of what we do. Client service in the Plains region has been very heavily working with clients and the expectations they have and the needs they want. And we're doing just a little bit of shifting and getting some more exposure to having our client service reps go out in the field and meet with the people they talk to on the phone on a regular basis and talk to some people that we maybe don't work with yet. So that, then the two receptionists, the one here in Sioux Center is really very much what you would probably refer to in all kinds of varied duties, fields, all the calls that come through, whether they're for a county or client service. And then our receptionist team member in Missouri has different diversity in her role and helps with our small ruminant, maybe some shoot side help or in the lab preparing for on-farm visits. So a very diverse group of great people. And I wasn't surprised about the passion, but sometimes our passion gets in the way of our success. I guess that would be my judgment, I guess. But as long as we keep our passion moving in the right direction and focused, very exciting to work with client service here at Transova.
Renee, it sounds like there's a lot of variation in your role and a lot of variation in the people that you work with, like a lot of different responsibilities and different areas and focuses. What are maybe the rewarding parts of that job? And you've kind of touched on this a little bit, and then some of those challenges as well. I know you've gone into that a little bit, but you know, you have such a diverse management, complexity. Tell me a little bit more about how you handle that.
Yeah, I tell you, I initially, and every day actually I continue, but it's less of a weight for me, is that there was so many services in Transova that I knew very little about. And I want to motivate and empower the people who work in those services to do their very best and troubleshoot and all that. So part of my initial challenge was to get to know those services, and I feel more comfortable. You know, I can do things, but I will rely on team members. If I am hitting on the ground and scheduling donors and have clients calling in, that I'm scheduling on farm or to come here into the main farm. So some of that is the challenge, just to stay on top of our ongoing process improvement, as well as the technology that we continue to explore and adapt. So, and then allocating time that each individual department or each individual team member needs. I try real hard not to just hang out with the folks that are struggling or the problems, but make sure that I spend time with the people that are rolling along and just checking in. So it's important for me to do our one-on-one sessions. I am not 100% on doing them once a month with each of those 10 individuals, but particularly the folks that are remote, that's my touch base when I travel past the team that are here in Sioux Center, can kind of be included in that one-on-one and just touching base time. So I may not be as diligent about scheduling that one-on-one special a time away, not just touching base as I walk by the workspace. So those are some of the challenges. And then the third one is probably helping each other to see how we're all connected. And when we make a change in a particular department or program or service, the importance of communicating, even over communicating, you know, I encourage people, well, they maybe don't want to hear all that. Let's let them decide if they want to hear it or not, or if that information is important to them. So we run under some assumptions that maybe aren't quite 100% accurate, or we implement something and don't realize impact negatively or positively that it has on some of our other departments. So we're very, very, very connected. And I refer to our client service department as the hub of a wooden wheel. And all the spokes or all the different services and departments that we work with, we don't have to be masterful in every single one. But what we do need to do is be willing to connect people. Say, hey, I heard so-and-so was talking about that the other day. Why don't you give them a call? Because I bet they'd be interested in what you just had to say. So realizing that we're all connected and though our passion is driven and we want to do something better, let's make sure we do our homework and see how it's going to impact another department.
Yeah, that's all good stuff, Renee. I think you do a good job of keeping all the wheels on the bus and keep us going down the road.
I try. Yeah.
Sometimes it's like herding cats, I'm sure. Yes. But
yeah, exactly. Yeah, right.
So Renee, we've been talking a lot about 2020 and just how, you know, it's been a crazy year and, you know, changes, political stuff, the markets, things like that. And we want to talk about positive things on this podcast. So what are you most excited about in the next 6 to 8 months? What are you excited for, you know, maybe personally or within Transova?
Sure. Well, within Transova, we've got some exciting, I get the opportunity to participate in some process improvement in a variety of areas. And we've got some things coming up on the horizon with our pricing and our billing statements and just some of the things that we've heard from client surveys, some feedback we've gotten over the course of time. And we've been able to spend some time focusing on that and not just talking about it, but implementing. And though those changes and are hard sometimes, and the adaptation to that often takes a little bit of time, particularly internally, for us to make sure we all are on the same page as we talk to our clients and potential clients. I'm excited about those things that we have, as well as if we can stop and remember all the work that happens and all the things, all the OPUs and all the on-farm visits and all the transfers, if we stop and take a look at all those numbers, I mean, they're big and it's hard to, for me anyway, to wrap my arms around it, but then to stop and reflect on the individuals who made that happen. I mean, it was a team effort, for the lack of a more sophisticated way to look about it, but it was very much a team effort to make that happen. And so I feel like if we can reflect on, look what we did in 2020, even though we had some weirdness about it and some things that we had to adapt to, and we had to adapt on the fly, or we had a series of adaptations within a week that we needed to adapt to. Look what we did. Wow. What can we do in 2021? So I love the anticipation of what we can do, because look at what we just did. And then personally, I have one grandson now who's two, and the same mom and dad are expecting again. They're expecting identical triplets.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness. What? Right. Yeah. Identical triplets, and they're all boys. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
So they're due mid-March, which of course it'll be early. And that's my excitement personally for 2021 that I know of.
Wow.
At this point in time. Yeah.
Well, congratulations. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's exciting. So is our first a boy?
Yeah. Okay. So they'll have four boys under three.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
It's a concept that I don't spend a whole lot of time thinking about, because it gets, wow. Yeah. But yeah, we just want them to get here healthy, and then we'll figure out the rest later.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
As a mom of three boys, now mine are spaced a little further apart than that, but I wish her the best. It'll be fun and rewarding, and a lot of work too.
A lot of work and adventure. Absolutely, Sarah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Renee, you've talked about, we've been talking to other people through our podcast series, and everybody's been pretty positive about 2020 in terms of how we were able to adapt, and you hit on that really well. One of the things we focus on at Transova is feedback from clients. Can you go more into the client surveys and how we handle that material or that whole process and what we do with that information from our clients?
Absolutely. Yeah, we had a little delay of game partway through the year just from some technical difficulties. But our intention and what we have been doing and what we have since started again is each month when our invoices or our statements are sent out, any client who has an email on their account is sent a client survey. Now, we also, the team members that work with this, take out, say, if Emily, you and Sarah had filled out a client survey last month or sometime within the last 12 months, we don't continue to send you a client survey. We once you've filled it out and sent it in, then we don't bug you again for another year. So it's just a way we didn't want clients to feel like we were bombarding them all the time, and that it would decrease the value of them paying attention to it. The other piece that when you do as a client submit your client survey, we do put you into a drawing for a quarterly $500 certificate towards Transova services. So that's kind of exciting. And the clients that have received them have been pretty excited about it too. When we get the, we've had a great response to this process. And so clients will send in their responses. It comes to one of our team members, and she sorts through it and takes a look to see if there's anything from her perspective that needs attention immediately. So she'll forward it to the necessary Transova team members. Then we have regionally, we have contact people for our client survey, and regionally they have small committees that get together, review then when they receive it. Now, they haven't received it monthly, but that's our goal. So this past month now, we received a couple months together. But we review the feedback from our particular region. It's a little bit, a lot of the regions overlap because a lot of our clients utilize services cross-regionally. So some of the data and information is given to a couple different teams. We review it, and if there doesn't appear to be action items, it's just really good food for thought, stuff we'll take back to our teams, whether it's accounting or client service or shoot side or, you know, our professional service teams or our embryologists, any feedback that pertains, just for us, just to stay on top of clients' perceptions of what we're doing. Sometimes you'll get really positive feedback, and that's always fun to pass along as well, because we go, and I know for a while we weren't including, like, the feedback wasn't going to our accounting department, for example. And in a conversation that I had, they were, like, really interested in knowing the feedback. I mean, they always heard that we have things within our accounting or billing system that clients wanted us to change, but they didn't hear if there was positive stuff. So we started including everybody. And I think it's just a great opportunity for us to stop and reflect. And Transova, from in my judgment, really was built on and continues to be successful due to the client service we provide, and not just through the client service department, but just our interactions, whether it's somebody in billing or it's an embryologist or it's our marketing department or whomever it is. It's how we interact and engage with the people we work with is our client service. So that feedback, that follow-up, we have accountability piece put into that. So when the individual regional teams have met, we don't need to know specifically, because I'm on the group of individuals who kind of watches over the client survey. We just want to know that you did indeed meet and any action items were taken care of. So clients took the time to give us the feedback. We want to let them know that we received the feedback. So we don't respond to everybody, of course, but we do take time to review the information and see what it can do to help us process improve.
Yeah, I think that's awesome, because sometimes you get those surveys from other companies and you fill them out and then you never hear anything and you wonder if they even looked at them or if they're just trying to collect information to send you more stuff.
Right, so, exactly. Yeah. So we always tell ourselves a story. If we don't hear one, we'll tell ourselves it.
Right.
We'll make one up. Yeah. Or there's those surveys too that are only looking for the positive product review. You know, they're not really looking for the negative. They're like, hey, you know, give us a rating on this, and nothing about, hey, was this okay?
Right. And some of it's hard to read. And sometimes we'll be like, oh, you know, we have our own judgments of the feedback. But I always encourage people to at least listen, read, look, consider if it's something you can apply to what you're doing or what this specific department can do. And sometimes it isn't relevant, but we certainly appreciate when clients do give us information back, because we can't focus too much on, like, the problem solving that happens or the, you know, the fires that get started that need to be tended to. And this is gives us a little more across the board how Transova is doing.
And I think too, I think our clients will see in 2021 that a lot of that feedback is sparking some good changes that we can't talk about just yet, but.
Right. But are super exciting. Yeah.
And I think that'll be awesome to see how that plays out, and hopefully we get some positive response from that.
So. Agreed. Yep.
So Renee, what, I guess we already asked that, didn't we? What your success looks like.
I can tell you a little more about what success
looks like. Yeah. What does success look like in your role?
Yeah. With those 10 individual people and anybody that I engage with at Transova, it's my mission in life is to motivate and empower through teaching, encouragement, smiles, and unconditional love. And success for me is when I, you know, somebody has an aha moment, decides to step out, you know, a little bit out of their comfort zone to try something new, or at least inquire about something new, or, you know, somebody was maybe discouraged and, you know, was thinking, oh, I don't know if this is the right fit for me, and feeling kind of stuck. And if you, you know, help them to provide opportunities or encourage them to seek out opportunities to check out things within Transova that might be a better fit for them. And then that turns out, that's pretty cool. So I just love to see the success of the people around me, and ultimately that'll be the success of our company. But because we can easily focus on what we don't like and what isn't perfect about our job. But if we can help people to see what's going well, what they do have control over, what they can have an impact on, what they are having an impact on, and they don't even recognize it. So just seeing the success in other people, I guess, is the bottom line of that.
It sounds like that book? Is it Jim Collins? Is it First Who, Then What? But like getting the right people on the bus and then the right people in the right seats and all of that. And that sounds a lot like what you've described.
Yeah. And it's not as easy as it sounds. I mean, it's, you know, it's a trick. And especially if people feel like I've been hired as this, so now I'm this. True, you have a responsibility. But I feel like within Transova, maybe it's not the timing we want, but that from that opportunities do come up, at least for us to be able to consider. So I know over the course of the last couple of months, had a couple of people come to me and say, hey, you know, I do this, but wondered. And oftentimes people want to, well, they'll come to me because we hang out in client service. And so they want to know what we do. And so that not only is a good thing for them, but when they go back to their department, there's a clear understanding about what the CSR department does. And so maybe that can alter some misperceptions and those kind of, and likewise for a client service to go, you know, we go visit satellite centers and talk to people and see people in person that we talk to on the phone. That is like hugely invaluable. The relationship just gets better and the misunderstandings become fewer. And so it's the same thing between departments in my judgment. If we have the opportunity to learn a little more, I don't need to know everything they do in the FERT lab because that's like way out of my, I don't even understand a lot of that stuff, but I love to be able to visit with those individuals. And so when we're having a chat across teams and I can't see you, but you're giving me feedback or you need something from me, I better understand why it is you need it and why it is you need it right now. So, providing opportunities for our team members to do that too, which isn't always, we don't always have the opportunities just because of the day in the life of someone at Transova is typically pretty busy and pretty focused on what their job responsibilities are. But if we do get those opportunities, I like to take them.
You kind of hit on one of the consistent themes that we've talked about even amongst other people in this podcast is that Transova is kind of in the people business first, you know, in those relationships and how important they are in what we do. Like we are a service provider, but I really feel like it's that connection with the client is bigger than any service we provide.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And we've talked a lot too about our Transova Summit and how invaluable that is because all those team members connect and you see people from different departments and the collaboration and kind of that empowerment that comes from that. And you really hit on how important that is, not only within a department, but across departments as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, the summit, you always hear about the valuable reconnects or connections you made with people that you've worked with or haven't worked with, just heard of, and just positiveness comes out of that. Absolutely.
Renee, the one thing I really admire about you is your mission statement, because I've heard you say that exact same thing before in other conversations. So do you have that like written down somewhere that for as a daily reminder for yourself? Or
yeah, Emily, I used to have it written down, but I've had that same mission slightly different for probably close to 12 years, maybe a little longer. And I had the opportunity working in social services where, because we're engaging with always other human beings and rebuilding other human beings, that it was important for our team to know, because some days you could leave work and feel like I didn't get anything accomplished. And so it was important just for the health. And that's one of the things I admire about Transova and the fact we have balance. It's hard to do. I mean, it's just hard to do, but that we have balance as part of our values. And I wrote it down, and it was important for the company that I worked for at the time that we would check in every morning and share that mission. And so it's, I really, when I created it, it felt right. And some people create them and then modify them over time, which is wonderful. But that's something that I reflect on as I drive. I have a 50 minute drive to work that I reflect on most of the time at the end of the day and not every day, especially if I'm feeling like, dang, I'm not sure what I got accomplished today. And, but if I can reflect and feel like, because I have a shadow mission too, which is screw it, I'll do it myself. There's not a whole lot of motivating and empowering in that part. And so I will, you know, I'm human and I will decide that I'm just going to do it myself. Forget it. which is not the right attitude, but I do that every now and again. But, and also when I share that with people, I want them to know that I want to be as real and genuine as I can be without, you know, foo-foo and, but really what I'm trying to do, I don't know your whole job. Please don't, expect me to know your job because I'm going to fail you. But I want you to expect from me is that I will try to give you what you need to do your job. And that's my mission. So I did for a long time, yes, have it laminated. I even carried it on my keychain for my job at the time. And we would encourage even the, you know, the patients we had to have just to make it through life. Why am I on this planet? And then I can reflect on that same mission, even in my personal life. I want to motivate and empower the people around me, my kids, you know, my grandkids. And I can not always can you have the same mission at work as you can in your personal life. But for me, it was important for me to, because everything for me is connected. Ever since I grew up on a dairy farm, you know, there were a lot of parallels between dairy farming and social services. Everything's 24/7, 365. And so it was important for me at the time. So I just remember it now.
If that's not inspiring, I don't know what is. I'm going to go have a keychain made. I'll be right back.
But it's definitely something to think about. You know, what is your mission statement? And, you know, what drives you every day? What makes you get out of bed in the morning? And, you know, I think that, like you said, it keeps you grounded in, yeah, you know, check-ins of, am I doing what my mission is? So, yeah, we're getting pretty deep here, but
yeah, I know. Sorry. Yeah.
No, it's good.
I go in the weeds no matter where I go, I get accused of that. Well, and I took our Plains Region team through I encouraged them to, you know, think about a mission statement, but we have and we have this goofy bird that if one of us is getting out of line, the intent is that somebody will say, "Taka." And it's be a funny way of us to get back to the fact we want to trust each other, hold ourselves accountable, you know, be a team, be honest, be willing. So all those letters stand for a piece of being a highly functioning team. And this team came up with all these different words. And then we took our priorities and we made this to call out of it. And I'm not saying we often will squeal to call. I'll probably be the most likely to do it because it's hard to hold each other accountable. And that's part of what squealing to call would be, hey man, we got to check ourselves here. So
that's cool that you guys have done that. And that's kind of a fun way to do that reminder.
It could be threatening, you know, that whole deal of holding ourselves accountable and a mission statement, what the heck, you know, this is kind of weird. And I will tell you, for a long time, I thought the same thing, but I see the value in it for me and for teams. So
that's what I like these interviews, because we learn about some of these internal stories that are so neat. And, you know, we've talked about the LEAD program and what that's done for people. Mm-hmm. And some people don't know, we even have a book club where we read leadership books. And I think that's invaluable for myself because, you know, life gets busy and you think, I don't have time to read. And then you sit down and it's forced me to sit down and read some of that. Mm-hmm. And it keeps your mind central around, like you said, your keychain, what's central of life and what's my purpose and my goals and what drives, you know, what's driving me and the company and personal life and everything. So I think that's really neat. And I appreciate those stories to keep going on that. We've talked about you've talked a lot about the values of Transova. This year is the 40th anniversary. And so 2020 has been fun for part of the year. What does it mean to you that we're celebrating that 40th anniversary? And I guess, what are you looking forward to as we move beyond that 40, you know, that 40 year mark?
Wow. That's a great question. I think, you know, I just keep thinking of the word proud. I mean, when you know the very beginning story, and as much as I know and remember, I just sometimes I'll reflect when I'm walking across the parking lot here at the main farm, and particularly if Dr. Faber is walking across at the same time. And one day, and you know, he doesn't know me that very well, but he knows I talk. Anyway, I just said to him one day, I said, how does this feel? How does this feel to think? And I honestly don't remember his answer, that which is kind of disappointing, except that I can remember the feel of being proud of what it has taken to get trans over here. You know, all the people and all the sacrifice, all the living on the edge, the risk people took, contributions they made, you know, not necessarily unrecognized, but maybe wasn't, you know, the additional salary or whatever, you know, it wasn't compensated that way, but it was a belief in what we were doing. And it wasn't about building a business, just building a business in Sioux Center, Iowa, or other locations. It's about providing those people in the ag industry who have livestock alternatives to creating more success for themselves. And I mean, that to me is an unselfish vision. So who knows where we'll go from here? You know, we'll have some different changes. The company will change, but it's just exciting.
It is exciting. Yeah.
And I feel blessed, you know, and even the days where I'm like, you know, again, gotta switch gears and figure out what it was today that was a good thing. So,
yeah. You talking about being proud, you know, and I think the other cool thing is 40 years really isn't that long of a time, you know, and that we've got team members from the beginning that can, we can hear them reflect on their time in that 40 years. I think that's pretty cool. And, you know, hearing them talk about the next 40 is, I think that's awesome too. So we're in a unique situation at Transova that we have that ability to hear where we got our start and where we're going.
Right. Exactly. And sometimes we need to, you know, when we have younger folks coming in and working in, you know, professional services, embryology world, if they get the opportunity to talk to people that have been here a long time and what things, how it began or what their experience began with, I think that's very valuable to people, to build their own understanding and connection and relationship and loyalty with Transova.
Absolutely. It's certainly changed a lot over the years as someone who saw like the beginnings of it, you know, like I remember the first barn and the first office and like, you know, you think, oh, it's changed a little. And then when you reflect back, it's changed a lot.
Yeah.
And in a good way. I mean, it just continues to grow and we might get caught up in the daily grind of our individual roles and how it, but when you take a step back and look at how that plays into that big picture, sometimes that's when you're just like, whoa,
yeah,
like this is big.
Yep. And I think that reminds me of our summit. And I feel like that gives us the opportunity to help us do that reflection that you just talked about, Sarah. Cause yeah, like you said, I'm like 40 years is not that long. And look at, we're all over the place, internationally, all over. Yeah. And well established, you know, so that's awesome.
So Renee, it was probably a week or two ago now, we talked to Mike Creek from Maryland, and he's going to judge at the World Dairy Expo next year. Yeah. And you've been there before, obviously, as a dairy background.
Yeah.
And Mike was talking about that he gets to pick out what song will play when he picks his champion of the breed.
Cool.
So I want to know what song you would pick.
Oh, if Lord. That's a question I might not even be able to answer because I love music. I don't retain who sings what and what's the deal, but the radio's playing, I can sing.
Do you want to hum it for us?
It'd be something that you delete off of this. Pretty certain. What would be the song? I can't. I don't think I can answer that.
You're going to be stewing about this for the rest of the
day. I'll be stewing and I'll send you an email, both of you, later. Yeah. Like, oh, I should have said this. Yeah.
Pretty soon our speakers on our computers are going to be blurring because Renee keeps sending songs.
This one. I want this one. Oh, yeah. Oh, thanks for asking, but I don't think I can answer that one. What did he say? Did he tell or is it a secret?
He has a list started.
Oh, okay.
And I don't think he had it narrowed down yet, but sure. He said that it'd probably change a couple times between now and next October.
So I bet. That's cool. And music always adds some extra texture and revs up feelings in any situation. So that's cool.
Well, is there anything we've talked about a lot today? Is there anything that you wanted to talk about that we haven't asked you about?
I don't think so. I'm just, blessed to be part of the Transova team. People I work with are, are open to whatever weirdness I come up with or idea. And I'm grateful, I was blessed to come into client service. My gifts are not, I don't know a lot about the beef industry. I know enough, but I didn't have those personal connections like a lot of our team members do. And that was okay. That's okay, because people bring in different talents and different, I had to accept that probably more for myself than anybody else around me. And I'm grateful that I can utilize the strengths that I feel I have due to my career and the amount of time I've been working in both in the dairy industry and other fields. So I feel like we have a lot of potential moving forward. Though uncertainty on any given day, we have clients that love what we do and love our people. And that's going to take a really long time to make that go away. And I don't think it will ever go away. So I appreciate the time that you ladies asked me to do this. This was fun.
Yeah. Thank you for joining us. We've had a lot of fun just talking with people and learning more about them and about their jobs. And I mean, it's just really interesting. There's a lot of different perspectives and it's been fun.
Good. Awesome. Yeah.
Well, we appreciate you taking the time out of your busy day, Renee, to chat with us.
Thank you very much, ladies. I appreciate you. Have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Yes, you too. Thanks, Renee.
Thanks.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye. We appreciate you tuning in to Transova. If you have any topics you'd like to hear more about, send an email to moreinformation@transova.com. Thank you.